full time at Parnell Park. Ulster true to the interprovincial football final. It finished Ulster 3-17, Munster 1-15. Certainly a heart-stopping second half in particular, after Ulster led 2-9 to 6 points at the break. Those goals from Aidan Breen after 18 minutes, and then just before the interval, Enda Lynn from Derry popping through for a cracking score to ensure a comfortable lead, a 9-point gap for Ulster at the break. But 1-6 to a point, Munster outscored Ulster inside 13 minutes of the restart. The likes of Clearman, David Tuberty and Jamie Malone certainly performing well, along with Waterford's Ian Corbett, who came on as a substitute. Stephen Campbell did get Ulster's only score during that period, and the goal came from Jamie Malone for Munster 5 minutes into the second half after a cross from Limerick man Darragh Tracy. But Ulster got back on top again, in no small part to Peter Hart, the Tyrone man, finishing with 1-8. His goal coming from a penalty 90 seconds from the 60th minute. That left it 3-16 to 1-14 at that stage. There was a score for Munster laid on from Conor Sweeney, the Tipperary man, but Peter Hart bringing his tally to 1-8, and Ulster true to the final against the reigning champions Connacht. That was the pairing, the last final that was played in this competition in 2014. It's finished here at Parnell Park, Ulster 3-17, Munster 1-15. Colleen Duffy for Highland Radio Sport at Parnell Park.